Before Shocktoe was in production, I had some other ideas for a WBDG original. Sadly, these ideas were scrapped, but one of them was saved. It was called Shower Thoughts with Ryan. Here's a clip of it now.
You are now listening to Shower Thoughts with Ryan. If a tomato is a fruit, is ketchup a smoothie? Does a straw have one hole or two holes? In 2001, our own defense secretary disclosed that his department was unable to account for roughly $2.3 trillion worth in transactions. All worms are earthworms. Cheese is just a loaf of milk. According to a study by Mark Skidmore, there has been $21 trillion completely unaccounted for from 1998 to 2015 in our U.S. government. Lobsters are like mermaids to SquarePants.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Shocktoe with Ryan Smith.
I'm joined with special guests, that's right, plural, the wonderful Landon Nelson and Big Slammer Sam. This dynamic duo are two newcomers to the WBDG crew this year, and they host a myriad of shows such as All Gas, No Breaks, Blast from the Past, and their video-based talk show, Meet the Crew, which I was a part of today. Landon, Sam, happy to have you on the show today.
I'm great to be here.
I'm so blessed to be here. I'm happy. I'm so excited to be on Shocktoe. You do an amazing job.
You guys do an amazing job, too.
Doing this show, and you're an amazing person, and you just do a fantastic job. You put so much effort into your shows, and I'm just excited. Let's do this thing, you know?
I'm happy to bring you on now more, because I feel like I'm getting, like, praised. Okay, Big Slammer Sam, you do a retro gaming show with Rob called Blast from the Past. You compose an original intro and outro for the show. Can you tell the people at home a little bit about the creative process with writing for a show like Blast from the Past?
The creative process?
Just a little bit. Yeah, I know these are the hard questions.
Well, Rob does a lot of the writing for Blast from the Past. We just bring a whole notepad and like write stuff down. And sometimes we don't even write it. We just wing it. Or some stuff just pretty much comes from my head. Like the last bit I talked about on the first episode was entirely from my head. Like I knew that straight up.
That episode was about Pong, right?
It was about to be Pong and the actual first commercialized game, which is Computer Space. But Rob just did not have much for... he just didn't have much about Computer Space.
That's like
fair. We did talk about a little bit, but we just didn't give that much information.
Thank you. Landon, you recently were in a show choir competition singing your song by Elton John. You're also a bit of a history buff when it comes to musicians like Elvis. Is there any interesting stories or anecdotes you have about these grand musicians like Elton John or Elvis Presley?
Interesting stories. Well, actually, true fact. So, you know, if you've ever watched the movie Rocket Man, and there's a scene where, you know, Elton John's like, he's on the drugs, and he dives into the pool, and he's like, he goes to the ambulance, stuff like that. So during like the 70s era, like he was very high on drugs. He was just really addicted to drugs and alcohol due to depression and issues with his mom and family issues. And, you know, he couldn't be accepted for being gay due to his mother would not. Like he's like, I knew you were gay and stuff like that and wouldn't accept him for being gay. And he gave her all this stuff, money, house, the cars, and... You know, he had issues with his father, like when he went to go see him again, and his dad was like, wouldn't let him sign his name. Like he wouldn't let him sign dad and wrote his actual name and like lied to him and was like, this is for a coworker when it wasn't. So some of this is like factual and fictional compared to the movie in real life, but I definitely know he had issues with his father and his mom. So that all like kind of spiraled him into doing drugs and everything. So anyways, Ryan White and his family, he got, you know, AIDS due to blood transfusion. And Ryan White's family helped get Elton John off drugs. So after, you know, Ryan White's funeral, Ryan White's family was like, you know, We're gonna try to get you off drugs and like help you and everything. And that's when Elton John really realized that I needed help. And after that, he got off drugs and alcohol, and he was sober and drug free ever since then. And then he wrote "I'm Still Standing," and that's, you know, like really, you know, helped shape Elton John being, you know, a better person, a better human being, and like, you know, getting him off the drugs and stuff like that, and writing more fantastic music.
That's actually really interesting. I didn't know Ryan White was a part of that. Ryan White, people who don't know, and I mean, Landon explained it very well. He was a guy who had AIDS, and it was a really big part of history for a while. If you are in Indiana, which you most likely are if you're listening to the show, he's actually a really important part. I don't know if it's still up, but he was, at least when I was younger, he was part of the Children's Museum.
I think he's still,
I think he's still there. Yeah. It was, he was a really major part of that, and it's a really interesting look at history. I don't know if he was Indiana born or anything, but
I think he was.
Yeah, I mean, I probably
Kokomo.
Yeah, yeah, right. So yeah. Kokomo, and so that's crazy little bit of history, and also kind of very depressing. But that's okay. This show can get sad. I think this might be the saddest episode so far. Then I wasn't expecting that with you two. That's always good. But on Meet the Crew, I was asked what got me into radio. I'm really curious about what got you both into radio. It's definitely not like the most conventional form of entertainment. So what brought you guys here?
Big Slammer, you want to start off?
Sure. Well, I guess I just really like the feeling of going live. Mm-hmm. Like suddenly you go on air, turn on the microphone, and it's like suddenly 50 something people. Like, I mean, what's the population of Indiana right
it's,
now?
I don't know. It's like a lot of people. I almost said 13,000. Yeah. That's not even close. We get like 6,000 listeners on average. So that's usually how many people are listening normally. But the chance of people listening is like a crazy high number. I have no idea what the number of people in Indiana is, though. I should probably have that on hand at all times.
Yeah, well, it's like most of the people in Indiana do listen to radio. I mean,
you can't
really go outside and not go in, like, in your car or something and not listen to radio.
Yeah.
There's a high chance somebody's listening to 98.9 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And most likely they're listening to my voice or they like my voice or something. Yeah, and yeah. I like that. I like that feeling a lot.
It's a great feeling.
So for me, how I got into radio. So when I was like, you know, 5 years old and like I used to have my toy Hot Wheels and NASCARs and I'd commentate them, you know, awesome. Going around my carpet and I'd be like, Kevin Harvick takes the lead of the race. Here comes Landon Nelson. He's going to come around and take the white flag and he wins the Indianapolis 500, the Brickyard 400, but in NASCAR, it's, yeah. So you get my point. So my grandma's like, yeah, you're going to be a commentator. I just know, like, you know, have a great voice for it and energy. And like, she was always like pushing me to, you know, become a commentator and do radio. And so I've always like, was like, yeah, maybe I should, you know, be a commentator because I have the voice and it's fun. And I like racing. I like sports. So, and then my uncle Rick, he is, he's on a radio station as well. In Bloomington, it's a country station up in Bloomington. He also, goes around every IndyCar circuit every year, commentates. Well, he doesn't commentate, but he helps set up the radio for the IndyCar season each race. So he goes around, like, he'll be in Indianapolis, then he'll be in Portland, then he'll be in Long Beach, California, and then he'll be, you know, Gateway, then he'll be in St. Petersburg, Florida. So he goes around, you know, the IndyCar schedule and IndyCar circuits. And then, so I've always liked Michael Jackson since I was like, you know, like 3 years old. My mom would be like, what's your name? And be like, Michael. And she'll be like, Michael who? Like, Michael Jackson. So, so like, yeah. I've always liked Michael Jackson. I've always really loved music and, you know, sports and commentating. My dream is to, you know, be on like Motor Racing Network for NASCAR or IndyCar Radio and, you know, go around every circuit and just commentate and just, you know, because I love racing. It's like one of my biggest passions. So that's, you know, yeah. How I got into radio.
That's incredible. You two are both shaping up to be a very powerful duo here at WBDG. Are there any new projects or ideas that you have planned for the future?
Big Slammer, you want to talk it off?
Well, suddenly this idea for a game show.
Oh, right.
Yeah, game show. Yeah.
I personally just did not know we were even like going with the game show idea. Like suddenly Rob just came to me and he was like, hey, we got the radio show. I'm like, what radio show? And he's like, you know, the radio show. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know? And it's like, I'm one of the hosts and that's cool, I guess.
Very cool.
Yeah. So I was like, you know, what'd be cool, guys. I was talking to Rob and Slammer and I'm like, you know, what'd be cool. Like a game show. And they're like, I'm like, yeah, they were like, oh, that'd be really cool and stuff like that. And I was like, And then we talked to Mr. Easton. I was like, that'd be really hard. And I was talking to, you know, Ryan and everyone else. Like, yeah, that'd be kind of difficult to do a game show. Just, you'd have to have so much creativity. And, like, mm-hmm. you know, the only, you get like 40, 45 minutes each.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to, you know, you can't be just like dead air. You got to like have, you know, segments for your game show. So you had to, you know, it had to be a lot of ideas, a lot of creative thinking. But then they were like, you know, and then I think yesterday they were like, yeah, we got the game show. Big Rob said that yesterday. And I'm like, yeah, we got to get Ryan on this, you know, we got to get Ryan. I mean, he does Shock Show. He does a fantastic job. He has like a game segment. So he'd be, a great addition to the cast for, I don't even know what we're going to call it. Like, they're talking about calling it Game or something like that. And I'm like,
I'm terrible with names too. Cause I was like, oh, you could do just like what I did with Shock Tower. You just flip the letters. So like, that doesn't work. Cause it'd be like Shame Go or something. And that does not work at all for a game show. Maybe it does. Shame is a little much a harsh word though. I don't know. I'm really excited to see the game show come to be. I really hope you guys can get something good out of it. And I'd love to work on it or steal the idea and make it my own. Cause that's what I do with everything. I and that's it basically. Thank you, Landon, Big Slammer. If anything else you'd like to promote, please do so right now.
Everyone make sure to go listen to All Gas, No Breaks every Wednesday at 8:30 to 9:15. Go check that out. Also, if you're not following the Instagram page, what are you doing? Go follow the Instagram page. We're working really hard on posting daily content. And, you know, we have a segment called Meet the Crew where we're, you know, we're going to every member of, you know, radio, and we're trying to get to know them, post on Instagram, you know, let, you know, the followers know who they are, you know. You know, what are their passions? Like, why they choose radio, stuff like that. So go check that out. You know, follow Twitter, follow the TikTok, you know, just follow us on social media. So we love all the support you guys give us. And I'm very blessed and thankful to be on Shock Show today. So thank you, Ryan. And
of course.
Yeah, that's all I got to say. Big Slammer.
Well, if you wake up early and you have a radio, make sure you wake up around 7 for Blast from the Past. It's on Wednesday. And it's the, I'm pretty sure it's the first show we play.
Yeah, first show on Wednesday.
Yeah, well,
That's it? That's all the time we have? Keep rocking in the free world, Indy. This was Landon and Big Slammer Sam. You guys were awesome.
Thank you.
See you later, Indy. Love you guys.